KROC AM, 16 away from 8 o'clock at Rochester's Good Morning. 20 is our temperature downtown. I have it upon official word. It has not started to snow yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I double-checked. I made sure a couple times.
You looked up.
Looked up.
Nothing hit you.
Nothing hit me.
There were no crows above you either. That's always good, too.
That may be a different story.
Ender Goachman from the Rochester Downtown Alliance joins us this morning with an update on what's new with the RDA. And I understand you've got somebody new in the shop, too.
We do, yes. She's actually here in studio.
Oh, that's her over there.
Yes, yeah. This is Abby Slick.
Uh-huh.
She just joined the RDA last week, actually. She's our new event specialist, so we're really happy to have her on board.
All right.
Yeah.
And now she's in here just as a quiet observer,
she's
ready
observing.
To learn.
Yes.
All right. She see the master in action.
Clipboard, pencil, making sure I'm doing everything right.
I don't see any pencil right. She's shaking her head. But I guess we were going to talk about some employment. You have an employment opportunity there.
Yeah, actually a couple. So we, as everyone knows, Thursdays on 1st and 3rd will be coming up this summer again, as it always does. And we'll be looking for some summer interns, a summer events internship happening with Thursdays and 1st and 3rd. It's a really great opportunity for folks looking for experience. And we have that open. You can get more information on that on our website, downtownrochestermn.com. And you just search our about page. And we also have an opening for our community engagement manager position. That's a full-time position here at the RDA. And we're looking for qualified folks to apply. So if you're interested, again, just check out the website. And there's information there on how to apply.
All right.
Yes.
So when do Thursdays on 1st get going there? Not until June?
Yeah, I think it's actually June 1st. So it's every Thursday from June until August. So I think it's like, it's all the way from, I think, June 1st. And then I think we got like a full 14 weeks this year. So that's a big schedule.
And no rain has been forecast on any of those Thursdays.
Yeah, I know. Yep. We have a good contract with the weather folks. They promised us no rain. So we're really excited about
that. Sweet. So, no big changes otherwise coming to Thursdays on 1st this year?
That is yet to be seen. We always got some stuff secretly packed
away. There's always some
bags.
Little maybe adjustments here.
Yeah,
and there,
some adjustments. That being said, though, our vendor applications are now open. So, if there's anyone out there listening who wants to be a part of Thursdays on 1st and 3rd, definitely check out the website to apply. It's a huge market. We have about 115 different vendors every single week with thousands of people showing up.
All right.
Every single week.
Now, you also have a couple of other events coming up.
Yes. This is probably one of my favorite first-time events. It's called National Popcorn Day. I wasn't sure if you knew that or not, but
I did not know that.
January 19th, that's Thursday, about 2 weeks away, I think, is National Popcorn Day for any of those folks out there who are really enthusiastic about popcorn. And this is actually the first place we're announcing it, but we're going to be distributing free popcorn, bags of Carol's Corn popcorn from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two secret locations, and we haven't told anyone. We're not going to tell anyone until a little bit later. So if you're listening to this radio program, you're getting the secret details right now.
Okay.
The first floor at Shops University Square and the subway location just outside Associated Bank. So Associated Bank subway location, that's January 19th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll be thanking everyone for popping by.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you like it?
I sure do. You stayed up all night for that one.
It's hip to be corny, Rich. It's hip to be corny.
Oh, geez. There we go.
So that's National Popcorn Day. And then, of course, we have Socialize, which is coming up in February. That's February 16th through 18th, so 16th, 17th, 18th. And to kind of get everyone in the Socialize spirit, we are giving away a couple things through contests. Starting January 20th, we're going to be giving away a Love Your Melon beanie. It's a nice little wool-style beanie. It's through a nonprofit, so proceeds that go to the nonprofit. And that contest starts January 20th. And then we're also really excited to release our specialty drinks video. So each bar has a specialty drink and a theme. That'll be coming out February 6th. So keep an eye out for that.
All right. February 6th. And Social Ice is again what day?
February 16th, 17th, and 18th.
All right.
Downtown Rochester.
Your videos will be popping out on the 6th. And of course, seen, witnessed, and enjoyed on your website.
Of course, yes. DowntownRochesterMN.com.
All right, Ender, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Ender Goachman from the Rochester Downtown Alliance, and 11 away from 8 o'clock now at KROC AM.